John Crabtree Ireland is among the more than 4,000 people married over the last 6 days at San Francisco City Hall. He's a 31-year-old actor from Los Angeles. He and Duncan Crabtree Ireland had already had a civil union ceremony, and they registered as domestic partners. But when they heard about the opportunity to get legally married, he says they jumped right in the car.
We packed a few clothes, grabbed a few things, and headed out. So we drove through the night to San Francisco, arriving here to the front of City Hall in the morning. And we were actually the eighth couple to be married on Friday morning.
What does marriage represent to you?
Well, I have a strong feeling that marriage is a commitment between two people. But there's also the legal component, which is extremely important. I didn't realize until I was standing on the steps in the rotunda here in the San Francisco City Hall, being married officially, that this is what my parents did, and this is what Duncan's parents did, and it kind of all became obvious to me what this means.
Now, by the time you arrived, the lines were already quite long. What was the scene like?
Well, on Friday morning, it was probably 200 people or so by the time they opened the doors. And Mabel Tang, the county assessor recorder, came out at about 7:45 in the morning, and everybody was cold. And she told everybody in line that her office had pledged to stay open until everybody who was there was married. And we all filed into the building, worked our way through, and of course, this is a grand building, so it's been noisy and chaotic and much echoing throughout the halls and up through the rotunda. But essentially, we got through. We were at the front of the line. It took about an hour and a half to get completely processed and to hold our certificate in our hands.
John, the day that you're married is usually filled with anticipation. It's usually lots of careful planning. It's for most people one of the happiest days of their life. In this case, you have couples that are standing in line in the wee hours of the morning, in some cases in the rain. What's the mood like in that line?
It's ecstatic. I've never seen so many wet, shivering, shaking, happy people in one place at one time. Of course, it's confusing because you go from one place to the next, and at one point we were handing out numbers, like in the bagel shop, so that if you had your ticket, you would be next in line, and they were calling the numbers and working you through, and people were looking left and looking right and zipping from one office to the next. It was confusing, but as soon as you get to the rotunda, everything stops. It's all about the pledge that you're making. It's no longer about the chaos. This is, in fact, the moment that you've been waiting for your entire relationship.
Now, in this case, not only were you married, but you and your partner were quickly deputized to begin conducting marital services?
Yes. Actually, Mabel Tang, the assessor-recorder, was our officiant. She solemnized our marriage on the steps of the rotunda, and then she leaned over. Well, first she invited us to move to San Francisco and raise our family here, which was touching, and we both burst out crying, and then she asked us if we would volunteer. And so we came in on Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday and again today. And
wait, that's how busy they were, that they were literally recruiting the brides and the grooms to start conducting ceremonies?
Oh, there have been thousands, literally thousands of people outside of this building every day this week. And that's at the end of the day. I mean, at the beginning of the day, there are probably, every morning, there are probably between 500 and 1,000 people in the rain who had slept there. And then that doubled by 10 in the morning, which was the official opening time over the President's Day weekend each day.
How many ceremonies have you performed?
As of a few minutes ago, when I stepped out of line to call you, it was 58, and my husband, Duncan, has done, he was just finishing his 59th.
And how long are you going to stay there before you head back to L.A.?
Well, we do have jobs waiting for us today. we probably should get in the car at some point, but it is infectious. We literally go out to our car, which is parked in front of the courthouse, the city hall, every day, and at about 5 o'clock when things wrap up, and we look at each other and say, what should we do? And so far, we have stayed till the next day. My feeling is we will probably drive back to Los Angeles tonight.
John, thanks so much for speaking to
us. So joyous. Thank you. It's great talking to you.
John Crabtree Ireland, speaking to us from City Hall in San Francisco, where he and his partner Duncan were married.